babies and gamers. Welcome back, AK219, the only podcast, me, Aiden Maloney, my boy Kevin Boland, finally back after that crazy snowstorm and Kevin's trip to Iowa, which I'm surprised you survived.
Considering, believe me, I'm just as surprised as you are.
Yeah, no kidding about that. But we are back. Vibe of the Week kicks off the show. Then we got WTF and, of course, Burning Questions to close out the show. But we can't get there. We can't get it up anymore at all. Help.
We don't even.
Because we're so odd.
Yeah. Honestly, that was funny. Math jokes usually aren't that funny, but...
Meth?
I'll give it... Math.
Math.
Mathematics.
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 You know why they call it maths?
Why?
Overseas?
Why? What is that?
I don't fucking know, but it's pretty stupid, right?
Well, yeah, I mean...
It's math.
Are you mathematician?
It's like mathematics, right? And then they take out the amatics and call it maths when you could just call it math. It's so unnecessary. It's like maths? That rolls off the tongue better than math to you?
Well, you see, Aiden,
you must be stupid. Oh, speaking of which, we do have listeners in the UK. Shout out UK. It's called math, by the way. Also, shout out Germany. And where else was there? I think Denmark? And we had some listeners in Brooklyn, New York. So thanks, guys.
I don't want to crap on our foreign listeners, so I won't.
Oh, I'll do
however,
it. However... I'll do it on your behalf.
Oh, if for once, you are actually going to say something mean and demoralizing to someone?
For once? What do you mean? That's like all I do sometimes.
Well, what do you mean? That's all I do on this show when you're like, God damn, Kevin, now I got to do all this editing
because,
and fucking this and that.
Because you like making jokes about marginalized groups, which is not okay. If I make jokes about the UK, it's hilarious, though.
But
because
they're still a group of people and they have feelings
just
and
the
rights.
Worst group of people, though.
And, well, so are...
So are who? Mm, so are what?
Yeah, Kev? See? Almost had you there.
No, you didn't. You almost had me editing for you again. Yeah. Anyway, Vibe of the Week, something fun, funny, wholesome happened in the last 7 days, or I guess 14, because we missed last week. Did we ever do a "we missed last week" bit on this show before? Does that sound familiar?
Yes, yes we have, and I don't think we need to do it again.
So because we missed last week, I kid, but it has been an entertaining 2 weeks. I have never failed a food challenge before. And I've never failed any time. I don't eat Wendy's that often, right?
Uh-oh, did you yak?
No, God, no. But any time I get Wendy's, I always get the Dave's Triple.
And that's a lot of meat.
I love big meat in my mouth. I have never not finished the Dave's Triple. I don't know if you've been to Fat Burrito. There's a chain around Northwest Indiana.
I haven't, but at some point I need to.
Yes, it's called Fat Burrito, and their main menu item is the Fat Burrito, believe it or not. And it is...
What? No way.
Enormous. I mean, it's literally... I don't want to say the size of an NFL football, but it's pretty close. And they douse it, after they make it and roll it, they douse it in queso cheese.
Like, it's so big you gotta use two hands
it
for
is
this thing.
Maybe two-plus pounds of food. Finished it. Killed it. Gone. One sitting. Gone.
That's crazy.
I have never not finished a plate of food that's been in front of me.
That's crazy.
Like, give me a challenge next
time. Are you saying
this?
Are you just boasting? Or are you saying this because something finally beat you?
No. Well, today, the reason it came up in my thoughts, right, is because today I was with one of my coworkers, right, and we stopped for lunch, and we went to this little Mexican place. Amazing food. And I got the burrito, of course. And he was telling me stories like, oh, yeah, I've come here a time or two with X, Y, and Z coworker. And, you know, they can never finish the burrito. They eat half and they're stuffed. I'm like, oh, challenge accepted. I killed the burrito like 7 minutes. He's like, you finished that already? I'm like, yeah, I was hungry. I've never not killed the food in front of me.
You know, and I got to say something.
Yeah.
For me, being as small as I am, and like I am, I'm not obese, but I'm not the healthiest weight. But I still am blessed and thankful enough that I have such great metabolism because the amount of food I eat as well,
dude,
I should
right.
be, excuse me, looking like what you did back in the Reisenroll days.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I've mentioned that on the show before.
Back in the day, Aiden used to be overweight.
A very chubby man.
A very big boy, but not a big boy like I like, just a big boy that no one likes.
Very true. No, I agree.
So, but the heaviest I ever got up to was 190 when I first started at White Castle because I got to eat for free.
Oh, right.
So, you know, naturally.
Yeah.
And then at my lowest, I was 120, which was not healthy. That's when I was working overnights at Town and Country.
That's right, yeah. That's when both of us were at our lowest weights, too.
And right now, I want to say I'm hovering around 160 to 180. I don't know. I can't tell you the last time I weighed myself. Yeah. I think I have a scale at home. I'm just too fucking lazy to do it.
No, I do that too.
But, you know, I'm just blessed that I can put away so much food. And, I mean, I shit a lot. Okay, so, like, it comes out of me. But, like, I also play a lot of hockey. So I eat this food. I store this food like a squirrel. I store
like a
champ, the fat.
Really?
And then I use it for hockey.
Yeah.
And I play like shit. But I use it nonetheless. So.
I mean, that's what's important, though.
It is.
You're out there doing things.
Because, I mean, the hockey season is in full effect. That's also why I didn't miss last week because of hockey. I missed it because I was in Kuwait.
Iowa. You were in Kuwait the other week.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Then I. Fuck.
You've been
Where
traveling,
was I last
dude.
Week?
Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
I just
So last
said
week
that.
When I was in Kuwait,
no,
I ended
no.
up what?
Because we missed last week. Because you were in Iowa.
Full stop.
Okay.
Just full stop. No.
Enough of that bit.
I've been playing a lot of hockey recently because, you know, it's in full effect at Crown Point. And in fact, last night.
Did you get a dub?
As the video comes out, this is a Friday. Tuesday night, I played in Crown Point. I was asked to play in Valpo for two games, but I can't because I'm playing in Crown Point. See, Valpo, if you would have came to me first with a team asked me, I would have been playing with you guys. But
that's true.
Crown Point approached me first, so.
Too slow, man.
I'm doing that. I'm still doing Monday nights in Hammond, Friday nights in Hammond this week because one of our games got canceled when I was in Kuwait.
Right.
Because someone shattered a pane of glass and the games could not be played that night.
That's not a good enough reason. What?
They had no one there to fix it or put a piece of plywood over it, so they just canceled the games that night. Being made up tonight on a Thursday. So this week I've played Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Friday I have two skates, and then Saturday I have a game in the afternoon at Crown Point.
You got a lot of games, brother.
So I'm playing a lot of hockey, but soon the season will be over, so I'll only be down to 2 days a week, which is still more than enough for my fucking ass.
That's fair.
You know
what?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your vibe.
No, that's fine.
I was talking about eating so much and still looking
right.
Fuckable, presentable.
Right, exactly.
You know, like
yeah.
like I have that in me.
That dog.
That dog
that
in
dog.
Me.
Yeah. it sounds a bit weirder when you say that dog. When you have a dog in you. You have to emphasize you've got that dog in you.
Sorry. I got that dog in me.
There
is that better?
There
rather than
better.
Just, I have that dog inside of me.
I have the dog inside of me.
I have
like,
the
whoa,
dog.
Whoa. Hold on. No, it's fine, though. You don't have to apologize because this is how conversations occur, is one person's thought can conjure others to think different thoughts, right? I mean, that's kind of the whole point of a podcast is we talk for an hour.
I mean, but do you ever just not...
Not think?
No thought. Not thought.
When I clock in for work, I turn my brain off. And then when I clock out, it turns back on. So yes, I often not thought.
I think my switch is broken because I'm always clocked out.
Clocked out of thinking?
I'm never locked in.
Yeah. Never clocked in. That's unfortunate.
Speaking of things being clocked out, apparently the other day at work, we have a compactor that crushes all the cardboard boxes that, you know, are empty and stuff like that. And it's built into the wall of receiving that goes into a huge green bin in our receiving area.
Okay.
Or outside where the truck is parked.
Right.
If you know what I'm talking about, I'm not the best at describing what it is, but
like the compactor outside of the building?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the door is on the inside, and apparently last Sunday, someone broke the entire handle off of the door.
What the fuck?
And
how?
That was Sunday. I don't know. I wasn't there for it. That was Sunday. Today, while recording, today's a Thursday. They finally sent someone out to look at it, only to not fix it.
Looked at it. Yep, that's broken. Check.
Rich and I, we had put some sort of tool. I don't know what it's called. It's a wrench of some sort. We put it on the little nub where the handle used to be. We had to turn it up, grab a clamp, put it under the flap of the door, and pull on that and the magnet to try to just open it. And we got it open, but we have to keep it open a little bit so we can still do cardboard.
Damn,
so now
man.
It's getting cold as fuck in receiving because that door is open it leads to outside.
Yep.
But, you know, what are you going to do?
True. Very true.
I'll just put in a work order for it. Yeah, totally. Yeah. It'll be important. Just like the work order we put in for the magnet that when the door is open, it can magnetize so it stays open. It doesn't shut on you.
Right.
That magnet has been broken for well over a year now.
It's corporate America, baby. It's that efficiency everyone's been talking about.
No, it's not corporate. It's just... stupid management.
Is it not just exactly corporate, though?
I mean, well, the people in charge of our store, like the store manager, that's not corporate.
Right. Oh, so you're saying the store manager didn't put in a work order?
No, they did, but, like, they're just not coming out to get it. I don't know where the work order goes to.
I imagine the work order goes to corporate so they can approve or disapprove it.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't get paid enough to fucking care.
That's true. You don't get paid enough to think like that.
Yeah, you're right.
You and me both, actually.
I never do.
Yeah. Think?
You and me both. As you're driving around tractor trailers.
Snow. Yeah.
Delivering the most important product of this country in beer.
Very true. Speaking of that,
a coworker of mine, Mark, his first day is on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
At Indian Beverage.
Oh, no kidding. What's he doing?
Probably the warehouse work.
Oh.
So.
Best of luck, Mark.
Yeah. It's something you and I have done.
Something you and I have both done. My friend Grant has done. It's like a communal thing that just we've done. And I'm not going to comment any further on it.
That's fine.
Besides that, we've been watching, Jordan and I have been watching a lot of horror movies. And I've been playing a lot of horror games. For my channel, link in description if you're interested. I played one yesterday for us, called While We Wait Here. It's like this haunted purgatory diner thing, and you're like uncovering this big story of like who all these patrons are, what they're about, what their stories are. You're trying to figure out your own story because you're just kind of dropped into this diner. Very fun. So that'll be going up on my channel in the coming days. But yeah, it's been super fun. I really am enjoying horror games. And of course, we on AK219, the YouTube channel, have been playing a lot of dating sims recently, which has been phenomenal. And I just got, Dream Daddy, the dad dating simulator. So we've got that on the docket as well. So I'm having a lot of fun being a gamer.
You know, as am I in my own right, just playing a bunch of Rocket League with the boys and still spreading Manage Democracy, even though...
Is the game dead?
No, it's not dead, but we just lost a planet, literally, to a black hole.
Oh, was that your fault?
Caused by the new faction that got introduced into the game. However they came about again, we don't know, but they were using this weird thing called Dark Energy to... Long story short, there was this one planet on the bug side called Meridia that got just formed into a huge bug super colony.
Okay.
So we ended up at... Okay, question?
No. I'm just processing.
Okay,
Keep going.
And this planet was so lost that we couldn't save it anymore because it's a super colony. There's fucking bugs everywhere.
Right.
So we destroyed the planet with this mysterious dark fluid stuff.
Okay.
We literally imploded the fucking planet to get rid of the super colony, and it turned it into a black hole. And for a long while, the black hole was just stagnant. Didn't do anything. You could still travel to it and see it. It was pretty cool. And then when the new faction, the Illuminate, came back, which were actually in the first Helldivers game. They just came back out of nowhere and started terrorizing the fuck out of... planets on the south side of the galaxy. And so we've been fighting them for a while now, but for however they're doing it, they are using their dark energy to move that entire singularity, that black hole, closer to Super Earth. And they have already passed by one planet, and the planet is no longer there. The black hole completely destroyed it.
Right.
So in the past 24 hours, we had to evacuate that planet of Super Earth citizens and make sure they got to a different planet safely. And yeah, apparently that planet is no more. I have not witnessed it myself, but these fucking squids are going to pay. And I'm going to have some calamari for dinner.
Well, calamari on the docket. We'll be right back with WTF.
We're back.
We're back, baby. It is Valentine's Day. I forgot about that.
And I forgot to make that announcement. Kevin just reminded me. Yeah. So I just want to say thank you for spending your Valentine's Day with us.
That's very true.
The Guys Being Dudes crew.
You've earned it.
I mean, what else are you doing on a Friday night, you know?
Those smooches are for you.
You're like, or, like...
on this lovely Valentine's Day.
How couples and, you know, husbands and wives...
Quantruples.
Wow, that's...
Quintuples?
Quite the open relationship. A good amount of you...
I want a sex tuple myself.
I want sex. A good amount of you people in relationships out there like
you
to...
People. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, that's not what I meant by that. Just,
that's what I meant.
All right. When you're getting down and dirty...
Okay, I'm following.
Making sweet, sweet love...
I don't know what that means.
Most of you might turn on a little something to drown out the sound if you got other people in your house and you don't want them to know
music
that you're doing
or
it.
Something?
Yes, like Are music.
Sure?
Exactly,
okay.
Like music. But you're not listening to music tonight. You're listening to us.
You're welcome. And if you guys are thumping to this right now, if you're
you
got to
do it in beat, you got to do it in sync with our voices.
If you're clapping along,
and then we start talking really fast, and you just got to go really, really fast.
Go. Wow, that was pretty quick.
I mean,
you should talk to a doctor about
if
that.
If I'm
that
listening back to this at this exact
that
time,
that was too fast.
I'm already done.
Already finito.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you made it through the first segment, I mean. Decent timing, but if you just started in the second segment, and you're done, you should speak to a doctor about that.
It's perfectly normal. It's healthy.
Know what's healthy, Kev? WTF. What the fuck? The segment where we go and we find some local and regional news from around the world. We source the craziness because national and international news is fucking bogus and depressing and upsetting.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth.
You're welcome. I'll take more out of your mouth later. Happy Valentine's, brother.
I can't wait.
What for?
Take them off.
What?
Local news from clickorlando.com.
Oh, classic.
Florida man. Accused of beating, spitting on elderly victim who asked him to social distance.
Jesus Christ. What an asshole.
Published September 11th, 2020.
I don't think anything... This might be the worst thing that's ever happened on September 11th in the history of this country.
I agree.
Let's hear it.
An elderly man who asked another patron to back away from him because he wasn't wearing a mask at a gas station was beaten, kicked in the head, and spit on, according to the Winter Park Police Department. Police said the 70-year-old victim was at a sit-go on Orange Avenue around 7:40 p.m. on Tuesday when he noticed Rovister Ingram was not wearing a mask, so he asked Ingram to social distance.
Right. Logical.
The two argued when the victim left the convenience store with the items he purchased, only to be followed by Ingram, who punched him in the face, records show.
Good lord.
Authorities said the victim tried to go back inside the store to escape the attack, but Ingram followed him again, this time punching him, kicking him, and shoving him to the ground before grabbing him by his hair and pulling him back to the parking lot. The victim was on his stomach as Ingram repeatedly punched him in the head, then spat on him, kicked him in the head, and walked away. When police arrived, the victim told them, "This guy just beat the hell out of me."
Well, yeah, that checks.
Records show he suffered serious injuries, including broken bones. Though Ingram left the scene before authorities arrived, surveillance video from the sit-go helped police identify him as a suspect, according to the report.
Right.
Ingram said the victim was getting crazy and being aggressive, so he just snapped and hit the elderly man in the face. Ingram, who was 24, was arrested Tuesday at his home on charges of aggravated battery and kidnapping.
Kidnapping?
Well, I mean, he dragged him back into the store.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know about kidnapping, but, like, he beat him up, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to beat you up some more.
Right.
Come here.
drags him back to the stores to kick his ass again.
Now, typically, the art of hair pulling is a very popular kink among women.
Among certain individuals. Certainly.
If your hair is long enough. Like mine, you pull on mine, I ain't gonna get off. You pull on Aiden's, he might get off. I don't know, for sure.
But I don't know what that means, but I like it.
He was not getting off.
No, he was getting... Oh, he nearly got offed.
Yes.
Essentially. In layman's terms. Speaking of layman, laying with a man, this...
Speaking of hymen...
Why do you say shit sometimes?
I don't know. Because I don't think.
Fair point. I have a story here from Fox Business, which, you know, kind of dog shit, but the story was interesting. So, this was July 17th, 2024, a fairly recent story. Well, at least happened the last 365 days. Florida man waits 5 hours in the Walgreens bathroom before going on an after-hours junk food raid.
I mean...
In the Walgreens.
Dedication. Commitment.
Commitment to his craft.
You don't see a lot of this anymore.
That's true.
In our generation. Well, depends on how old this guy was.
That's true. Well, let's find out here. It does not say yet. Florida man went on a late-night junk food and cigarette splurge inside a closed Walgreens store.
Gotta get them cigarettes.
You gotta get some ciggies, bro. After purposely locking himself into a bathroom... The man, Christopher Morgan, was arrested by police just after 3 a.m. in a Walgreens with his pockets stuffed full of candy. Let's see here. CCTV footage shows Morgan entering the store hours earlier at 9:40 p.m. where he went into a restroom. Footage shows him leaving the bathroom at 2:40 a.m., which makes me believe... Because how do you pass time like that unless you're sleeping or...
I mean, does Walgreens not close or clean the bathroom at closing time?
How do you not check? How do you not check?
Okay.
So, yeah, he leaves the bathroom at 2:40 a.m. The Walgreens closed at 10 p.m. for reference sake. He was walking around the store grabbing various items, including food and cigarettes. He made no attempts to exit the business or to call for help. Indicating he didn't need to intentionally in the restroom to steal items. He feasted on Tostitos spinach dip, chips, Reese's chocolate, Ghirardelli chocolate bars, and Dr. Pepper while treating himself to some Newports.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Keep Hell that yeah. up. Bro. That's awesome. He do a bit of trolling, and I can't blame him. Police responded...
Fuck Big Pharma.
Damn right, brother. To the scene after an alarm in the store went off. When they arrived, they spotted him through the front doors, taking another pack of cigarettes from behind the counter. Police say he resisted efforts to place him in the back of a patrol car. He spat on an officer before being placed in the car.
Dude, how are you going to wait 5 hours to just daydream in Walgreens for 20 minutes before getting arrested and then just be fucking butthurt about it? You had plan to leave. You had no plan to fucking...
That's true. I wonder what the big plan could have been? If he did all that, went and hid in the bathroom again before open, and then left the bathroom after they opened and just walked away. That could have been the big play, but he set off an alarm.
Yeah,
and
he wasn't smart about it.
Right. So they got him on, like, burglary, larceny, petty theft, resisting an officer without violence, which I don't know how the fuck you do that. And then also battery because he spat. But
you know, that reminds me of
that just sounds like a good evening, you know?
Scene from Trailer Park Boys when they were trying to rob a meat store and they put Bubbles in the freezer at, I think they put him in. Ricky read the sign wrong. They don't close till 9 o'clock, but he thought they said they close at 7 or something like that. Yeah. Some weird time. He's like, yeah, they close at like 5:45 or it's some weird time. So they put Bubbles in the freezer. He's like, you just got to wait like 20 minutes. We're going to close. We'll come in and, you know, we'll get you. We'll take all this meat. He's like, okay. And, you know, they got walkies and everything. And Ricky ends up falling asleep outside in his car. And Bubbles has been in the freezer for fucking like 3-4 hours.
Oh, my God.
And like he's like, oh, I'm sorry, Bubs. Like, I didn't know they were like didn't close for like a couple hours. Like, he's like... You get any of the meat? He's like, fuck you, Ricky. I'm like, no, I didn't get any fucking meat. He's like, I'm done. I'm not doing this shit anymore. He's like, oh, Bubbles, come on. It was a simple mistake. That shit just has me... Oh, it's so funny.
Robbery is funny.
It is funny. I thought about trying it before.
Yeah, allegedly.
BBC News Florida man arrested after trying to cross Atlantic in hamster wheel vessel. Look at that thing.
Oh my god. Why is that an arrestable offense?
Reza Baluchi calls the contraption his bubble.
Okay.
The 6th of September, 2023. A Florida man was arrested after trying to run to London across the Atlantic Ocean in a homemade vessel resembling a hamster wheel.
That's not going to work.
The U.S. Coast Guard intercepted Reza Baluchi about 70 miles off Tybee Island, Georgia, on the 26th of August. Officials said the 44-year-old marathon runner refused to leave the vessel for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Baluchi has tried three similar voyages before, all of which ended in Coast Guard intervention.
Jesus Christ.
The makeshift contraption he was using is shaped as a wheel with paddles that are designed to propel it forward as the wheel revolves. Based on the condition of the vessel, which was afloat as a result of wiring and buoys.
Right. How do you steer that?
Officers determined Baluchi was conducting a manifestly unsafe voyage, the criminal complaint says. Mr. Baluchi's voyage began as officials were preparing for the arrival of a major hurricane.
Whoa, wow.
Officials said he refused to step off the vessel and threatened to kill himself. He also claimed that he had a bomb on board. On the 1st of September, he eventually surrendered and abandoned his vessel after being brought to a Coast Guard base in Miami.
Wow.
Officers later determined that the bomb had been fake. He is now facing federal charges of obstruction of a boarding and violation of a captain of the port order.
Whoa, wow.
It is unclear whether he has obtained a lawyer to represent him in his criminal case. That was not his first arrest for taking to the ocean in his vessel. In 2021, he was arrested after being rescued while trying to ride from Florida to New York after drifting 30 miles south of his departure point.
Oh my god.
In 2014, he had to be rescued from a similar contraption near St. Augustine, and then 2 years later again, he again had to be rescued off the coast of Jupiter near Palm Beach in Florida. My goal is not to only raise money for homeless people, raise money for Coast Guard, raise money for the police department, raise money for the fire department. They are in public service, and they do it for safety, and they help other people.
I mean, that's noble and all, but how does getting trapped and wasting taxpayer money having people rescue you raise money for those causes? I don't get it.
It seems like such an ass backwards kind of...
You gotta think, people don't rowboat from Florida
no.
to the
so
UK.
Why would you roll?
People don't rowboat from Florida to New York. Why are you rolling? How are you gonna steer? Like, do you have enough food? Do you have enough warmth? In that tiny little rotating
And he's probably
tumbler.
Pissing and shitting, like just sticking his ass out the
right.
side of the thing and just plopping a deuce in the fucking ocean.
I mean, it looked like it was like a wire mesh that he was in and then the big ring of buoys around him. Does he just waffle stomp the shit in between the wire mesh? Like, what's he doing?
Ew.
Ew, indeed. Final story of the day. From Fox 35 Orlando, a channel we featured on WTF before, Florida man allegedly leads deputies on a 2-mile-per-hour chase in a stolen electric Walmart scooter.
So, just hit him, bro. Just hit him. Oh,
this
my
is,
God.
And we've covered this town before, Lakeland, Florida. Polk County deputies had no trouble keeping up with an alleged Walmart thief who tried to get away with several stolen items on a stolen electric scooter, riding at a leisurely 2 miles per hour. Trayson Raymond, who's 35, now facing...
Everybody loves Raymond.
I know, he's a great guy. Facing several charges, including felony petty theft, grand theft, and unlawful possession of a shopping cart.
Grand theft? How are you stealing more than a grand of grocery?
I think it's grand theft because the scooter is worth
a
lot. I didn't know there was unlawful possession of a shopping cart, though. I never knew that was a criminal charge. Where'd you get that shopping cart, man?
You'd be surprised. I mean, I guarantee you read all the fucking charges that they can give people. Like, you're going to learn. You're going to see a new one every day.
Right. After the incident...
I could be charged for being too gay on a Monday.
I mean, that's true, but I mean... That's just because we record on Monday sometimes.
But I could be charged with it, and then you will never see me again.
I know. Not unless I, too, get charged. with the same crime, and then we end up in the same jail cell, which would just be the worst. Too, am I right?
Too much gay on a Monday.
I know.
You're getting a chair.
Yeah, that incident came to a slow halt in front of the Dunkin' Donuts nearby. Deputies pursued Troy as he attempted to get away on a stolen electric Walmart scooter. Troy hit top speeds of around 2 miles per hour. Not exactly a high-speed chase. Upon making contact with Mr. Raymond, deputies found several packages of stolen items from the nearby Walmart, including jewelry and other handheld game systems. The stolen items, which Raymond allegedly left the store with and didn't pay for, totaled $167. That's the petty theft. Mm. The affidavit also added he knowingly took off in one of the store's electric scooters, which has a big bright sign on it saying, "In store use only." The scooter itself is worth over $1,300. That's the grand theft.
Oh my god! Yeah. Those shits are that expensive?
That's expensive, yeah.
Dude!
Yep. The sheriff's office said Raymond has a couple prior convictions for other petty thefts, hence the felony charge tacked on. So, yikes. Unfortunately, we may not be hearing from Raymond for a while, but that is an excellent story.
But you know what I've always wanted to do with those things? Because I remember in Town and Country, and I actually did it the other day at work, I was moving the electric cart out of the...
The foyer?
Out of the foyer to mop it, because it was kind of nasty in there. But some of them can really, like, they can got really some get
oomph.
It.
Yeah.
Like, they got some oomph. Like, I want to fucking buy one.
Right.
Put some nitrous in it. Yeah, like, fucking pimp it the fuck out.
I don't
out,
think they have,
and, like,
combustion engines. I think they're electric,
I will fucking
though.
Put one in it.
So you just waste some nitrous oxide knowing that's not going to do anything?
Well, no. Like,
an electric motor?
Listen... I'm going to buy one, and I'm going to take it to fucking
like overcharge
a car dealership.
It or something. Yeah.
I'm like, listen, like, you got an engine in the back or something?
Right.
Fucking hook me
What's
up.
What's the biggest motor you can put in this?
Like, I want this thing to go at least 75.
Right. This needs to be highway safe.
Like, it would be, or just it, buy it and build something around it to make it look like a car.
Right.
And then take it on the highway.
Like, what's the minimum you need for it to be a car, though? Like, what you need a seatbelt, you need side mirrors, right? And you need lights on the front and back.
I mean, those will cost you nothing.
That's
to put
nothing.
On that thing.
Yeah, that's just a little cheap mods, right? I think you can do it, and I support your decisions.
Well, I'm going to do it. So if I get lost in Kuwait again.
Or Iowa. Yeah. Well, since we missed last week, we'll have to keep you updated. But we're not about to miss this closing segment.
No, we're not. We'll be back in seconds time.
Welcome back to our Valentine's Day special, where we are both special for you, this lovely Valentine of the year.
Day? Valentine's Day.
Valentine's to play some burning questions. It's not a game, but it is a thing
segment.
We do.
It's something we do on the show.
You sound really excited.
I am. Let's get to it.
That's cool. Well, I can't see. I'm kidding. I just had my glasses on. Time to take them off and read some stuff. Questions, burning questions, everyone's second least favorite website. Reddit, we go to it. People ask questions of the ether, we answer it. Because we're omnipotent.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
You're impotent?
No.
Not today?
No.
Or not since that whole thing you've got going on recently? You know, the thing with the person?
Oh, the
right. thing with
yeah,
the person.
Yeah.
You might hear that at some point, lovely listeners. Question from user Sowa. You gain $10 each kilometer you walk or run, but you have to drop your current job.
I don't know what kilometers are in feet. Can we please use the only correct
kilometers?
Fucking measurement of...
Well, 1 mile is 1.6 kilometers, right?
So I got to walk 10 kilometers?
No, you get $10 every kilometer you walk or run. So, oh, man. Okay, wait. That means, like, if you run a 5K, right? You've heard people, like, running a 5K or something like that. That's 5 kilometers. You'd only get 50 bones for that. And you'd have to leave your current job. And then just walking or running would be your employment.
You know, I'm good.
That's, you would have to walk or run, like, 15 to 20 kilometers a day.
I mean, I average when I'm at work. Every workday. I average at least 20,000 steps when I'm at work.
Right.
And I don't know how much that equates to in...
No, I usually get 10,000, and that's the equivalent of like 5 miles. So that would be, what, 7 or 8 kilometers or something like that.
So, I mean, that's $70 to $80.
That's not enough.
That's
not enough.
No. Hell no. That can't feed my addictions.
No, not at all. I wouldn't
stay employed at the fucking shit shack.
I mean, if you did walk or run 20 kilometers a day, you'd be in great shape.
Oh, sure.
But I couldn't do it.
No.
Well, I could. I wouldn't do it. Right. So that's just a plain, straight up no. No, thank you.
Next question. I'm not interested.
Not interested. Question from user.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not uninterested. I'm just tired.
I'm sleepy too. I got like 5 hours last night, so I'm running off of fumes. But
you know,
these fumes are potent.
I got a full healthy 8 hours of sleep for work Monday.
Okay.
I was late by 5 minutes. But still, I'm usually never late.
Sure.
And then the next day, I show up to work on... Actually, I didn't work Tuesday. I show up to work Wednesday off of 5.5 hours of sleep.
Right.
I'm wide awake.
Yeah. So we essentially switched places.
I can function off of 5 to 6 hours of sleep, and I feel more refreshed off that little amount of sleep. Because Monday, I played hockey that night. I got home, and I didn't go to bed till about 2 a.m. And I woke up Tuesday at 7:15.
Jesus.
Wide awake.
That's nuts, dude. I have to wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. every day.
I'm sure it'll catch up with me when I'm older, but now that's just how my...
Living with it?
That's how I roll.
That's true. Now, how much caffeine do you drink every day?
I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to talk about it either, but I will.
2 days on Fridays, usually once a day every other day.
2 days on Friday, once a day every other day?
Well, Monday through Thursday, one a day. Friday, right. 2 a day. Saturday, I might have one.
Nothing on Sunday.
Okay, I might have one day. And then Friday is the one where I have two.
That's what I'm going to say. Is like, I can't remember the last day. Genuine, I can't remember the last day I went where I didn't have an energy drink or coffee or both.
Because I just recently bought a case of...
The Winter Edition Red Bull
at my job.
Yep.
I will never do something that stupid again because a full 24 case of them, the 8.5 ounces.
Oh, the tiny ones.
Still cost me $67.
Oh my God.
Because it's $3.50 a can.
Bro, tiny cans,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Without my discount, it would have been $90. For the whole fucking thing. And I bought that...
That's absurd.
2 weeks ago now. A week and a half ago, I have 5 left.
That is an absurd price.
Mm-hmm.
I get a
but
case...
But I just got paid. So actually, yeah, it will be 2 weeks today. 2 weeks ago,
I get a case of energy drinks. I buy them through my work, which, I mean, God bless them for that. I get a case of energy drinks, 12 16-ounce cans of energy drinks. It's like 22 bones.
That's not bad.
No. So like for... What'd you say, 48?
24.
Or 24 of
24.
Them.
24. $67.
It'd be 44.
Yeah.
And they're each a pint of energy
mm-hmm.
instead of 8 ounces. Like, come on. Red Bull is extremely pricey, though, and I don't know why.
It is. It's not really that good.
I guess it's all in the name or something.
It has to be.
From user HallZach99. Would you rather be able to breathe underwater or swim through the air, similar to flying?
Well, considering I don't really swim a whole lot, I don't really care to breathe underwater. Why? Just so I can stay under there longer and, you know, get into a pool full of women.
Well, that's kind of creepy, but...
I know it is, but I'm just saying, like, as a universal example, I'm sure I'm not the only one thinking it. I'm just the one dumb enough to say it.
That's not where my brain went at all.
I'm sure it did. You cannot lie to me.
I didn't. My brain went to how can I make money off of it? Because we've been so poisoned by capitalism, that's the only thing my brain thinks about now.
Well, I'm just a horny bastard.
Well, I don't blame you. Me too. But, like, if you can breathe infinitely underwater, right?
Aquaman.
First of all, you're only, like, 30-some-odd, like, pull-ups away from being a Navy SEAL. Also, you could be like, the magic magician that can breathe underwater indefinitely and you can make money off of that. Swimming through the air would be cool, but like if I go the speed I go while swimming, which I guess is the equivalent of a brisk walk, maybe. Like
that's just gonna look awkward. Yeah. Just seeing you approach in midair and just like, fucking, oh, here comes
swimming
Aiden.
Swimming through the air. It's like in front of a Shell gas station or something. It's like, what the fuck is happening?
What's this guy doing? To the invisible boatmobile type shit.
Evil. But like, they both have their pros. Neither of them really has cons to it, except swimming through air would just be slow. I think I would just take breathe underwater, because drowning is a fear of mine, and that would completely nix that ever occurring. So I'll take breathe underwater. You're just not gonna...
I just fucking answered. I shook my head.
The listeners don't know you did that.
No, that's right. I shook my head yes.
In agreement with breathe underwater.
In agreement with breathing underwater.
You're such a great podcaster.
I...
Never acknowledging the listeners. Question.
I know what I am.
From user TechnicianVisible339. $100 million. One-time payment. But you must live incognito for life, meaning you have to cut ties with all of your friends, family, and loved ones.
I like my days when I'm alone, but sometimes I need that social interaction.
Right.
I go on incognito enough when I'm watching porn, you know? I don't need to fucking do it in life with friends and family and potential lovers.
Like $100 million is enough for you to retire. You wouldn't have any family lineage because you had to cut them all off to make that money. But it's enough for you to retire and have a really, really fancy life. Or charitable life, depending how you feel.
I gotta go incognito. Well, cut everyone off, but like I got all this money, like I can't go out and do stuff and make friends.
I mean, the way they phrased it seemed like you'd have to cut everyone off. I'm not sure if that means you couldn't make new friends and new loved ones. Because if that's the case, I still wouldn't take it because I love my family and friends too much. $100 million is not even close to worth it. I don't even know if you could put a price tag on that.
You know what? It's nice knowing you.
I expect a check in the mail, Kev.
I can't.
That's true. You don't know me.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that shit.
Yeah, I was like, wait, is he for real?
No way.
Am I worth less than $100 million?
No way. Do I love just sitting at home playing games and beating my dick whenever I want? Yeah, sure. But like, I can't.
As a good lad.
I can't do that 7 days a week.
Yeah. I mean, you could.
I could, but...
How fulfilling would that be? Yeah. $100 million fulfilling?
Well, with that $100 million, I could probably buy some fucking
crazy,
sex dolls.
Crazy, crazy, right.
But that's...
The Gluck Zuck Suck 9000.
I invented it, too.
It taps into Facebook every time you insert. It posts an update. Kevin has inserted cock into Gluck Zuck.
Yep, updated just now. Updated just now. Just now. 2 minutes ago. Just now.
15th time today. Jesus. Question from user GoodCellist4406. Cello, good instrument. Keep that up. If every job paid the same salary, I'm expecting a living wage, what job would you be doing right now and why? Well,
I would be doing the same thing that I do right now.
So what you do right now, unloading trucks, talking to athletes, and you'd be making...
Just customer service stuff, because I'll come right out and say it. I do enjoy what I do. I just wish I was a little more respected and got a little more, money and responsibility, because I do a lot of the stuff that the leads there do that they don't do.
Right,
so,
right. Responsibility without the payment? Should be a crime. But if we're all making 25 plus an hour livable wages, I would do this for a living. You know, I would do podcasting and YouTube and entertainment because it's what I like to do. Maybe on the side I would do like shoveling and lawn mowing because that's kind of fun. Oh, gardening. Gardening would be fun to do for a living. I would just have to invest heavy in sunscreen. Because I'm so pale and white.
You're so gay.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
Because I like gardening?
Gardening.
Well, maybe you can join me out there in the garden.
Unless we're both shirtless, I'm not doing it.
For your Magnum dong. Okay.
All right, well, now I'm interested.
Then we can be gay gardeners together.
Yeah. Bro.
Okay? Bro.
Business.
The gay gardeners.
The gay gardeners.
Oh, my God.
You need us to fucking plow your field?
You need us to plow each other in your field that we plowed? We're the gay gardeners.
You need us to plant the seed? You need us to fucking...
plant the seed.
I mean, we're your guys.
This is... Oh, my God. Let's trademark that before this episode goes live.
100%.
Okay, no one take that idea. We are the gay gardeners.
The gay gardeners.
Gay gardening Valentine's Day. I can already see the episode title.
And they're filing for bankruptcy.
Too much fucking not enough gardening. Question from user Terrible Philosophy 14. What instantly makes you dislike a person? I would say green shirts, glasses, vaping, slick back hair, Volkswagens, let's see, shoes that say, like, hey dude on them or something like that seems a little strange to me. People that use Samsungs and Chief on Breeze Bar Primes.
Are you picking on me right now?
What? Oh, are those things about you?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You know
sorry.
What? To a T. To a fucking
That's
tea.
Crazy.
I know, it
I
is.
I mean, that's all a bit, but now I feel bad.
I mean, well...
What makes me actually dislike someone off jump is being rude to service people and workers and laborers. That's never cool. I would say gossiping. If you gossip to me, I assume you gossip about me to others. And in both cases, you're an asshole. Don't do that. I would say, yeah, gossiping and being rude to workers is, like, way
well,
up there.
See, and I also, can't say I don't gossip because I'm pretty sure I get gossiped about at work, too, from some people. But, like, I know Rich has my back and I have his. So, like,
sure.
And any problems I have that I have to talk to him about a certain manager, you know,
yeah.
I'm sure we're in agreement on that and he doesn't go talk to this manager about what I'm not doing or,
right.
You know, this or that, but... I can understand the gossiping thing, and being rude is definitely up there for me too. And like in first impressions too. Like if I'm just meeting you and you're just like fucking saying all this outlandish shit and just trying to like look cool
like yapping about flat earth or something like that.
Or just yapping about anything, about racism, about flat earth, about who you're fucking, about anything.
Like being too like maybe too coy.
What the fuck
pompous?
Does that even mean? I know what pompous means, but what does koi mean?
Koi?
Yes.
Koi is a fish.
Kevin. Koi is a fish.
Koi is a
okay,
fish.
Okay, then
but
how are they
also...
being a fish?
Hold on, let me...
Live research here today.
Koi.
In the studio.
Okay, so koi is... I believe it's a fish. Koi fish. But then koi also means making a pretense of shyness or modesty that is intended to be alluring. Wait, no. Reluctant to give details...
You might be thinking of the wrong
coy
word here.
Coy flirting, quiet and shy, playful manner.
That sounds like there
no,
is some
No, maybe I was
kinky
thinking
shit.
Of the word pompous.
It could have been pompous because, like, yeah, like, like you just go about boasting everything. I was like, you know what, I don't really, like, I wanted to, like, get to know you, but now you're just being a fucking asshole. And
right.
Just, yeah, that's...
Because they both have the pomp and circumstance and the circumcision to be the worst person of all time.
Agreed.
Queshy from... User Luna Vinaman. What's
wow.
considered to be the perfect breakfast? Now, I'm a breakfast lover myself.
Literally
and
anything.
That's,
any
no,
any
no,
breakfast
no.
food. Any breakfast food. If you give me a plate of French toast, pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage, hash browns, corned beef hash, some toast, a biscuit, I'll eat it all.
Gravy? To go with the biscuit, white pepper gravy.
Okay.
To go with the biscuit, butter on the toast, syrup on the cakes.
Nope.
I'm oh, sorry. What
no.
do you mean no?
I don't do syrup on pancakes
you
or waffles.
You eat pancakes plain?
No, no. I use about half a fucking stick of butter on that son of a bitch.
What?
Yes. I
That's,
lather
that
shit
that
up in butter.
Damn near makes them savory.
Yes. And
Why?
It's so because then I douse my hash browns and eggs and hot sauce. And salt and pepper.
Okay, I can get down with the hot sauce on eggs and hash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But pancakes are made to be sweet.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're made to be whatever the fuck you want to make them, eh?
Have you ever put a sausage in pancake batter and fried that up and drip syrup on it?
No.
Why?
No syrup.
What's wrong with you?
No syrup for me.
That's fucking nuts,
That's
dude.
Like, oh, do you dip your fries in ketchup or mayonnaise? And I say mayonnaise, and they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Ketchup just ain't all that.
I mean, sure.
It just ain't all that, and neither is syrup.
But dipping fries in ranch is better than the rest.
No.
Yeah.
Dipping fries in mayo is
no, dipping fries actually in nacho cheese is top tier.
Yes. But mayo just hits.
Why?
Because it just does.
You're so white.
It just...
You're so white.
Thank you. Thank you.
You'd slurp down mayonnaise if it stepped in front of you. Am I wrong?
Hellman's.
You're going to look at me and tell me I'm wrong?
You're going to look at me and tell me that I'm a jar of Hellman's?
She came down in a bubble, Doug. Well, that was the last question. We're going to find Kevin some mayonnaise
but
to
no, like, seriously,
match
any, but, like,
skin tone.
A breakfast skillet, fucking onions, eggs, peppers,
oh,
whatever, just fucking,
yo,
dude.
I fuck with quiche, too. Like that phyllo dough.
Quiche?
Quiche? You've never had quiche before?
No, no.
It's like, imagine a pie crust. And it's filled with eggs and cheese and peppers and sausage and bacon and more cheese.
So it's like a Hot Pocket.
What the fuck Hot Pockets do you eat?
The quiche
that's
ones,
a quiche,
I guess.
What?
I don't know. You ever had a, oh fuck, what's it called? A crepe. A crepe?
I love crepes.
Crepes are so good.
The cream cheese filling? Or no, is that a ricotta cheese? What is the filling?
I don't know, but it's good.
It's some kind of, is it a mascarpone?
What? Garcone.
Mascarpone is a type of cheese.
Al Capone.
Brother. It's what mascarpone goes in tiramisu. Sometimes. Thanks, brother. Well, as we bless each other, as the gay gardeners, on this Valentine's Day, arguing about breakfast, we thank you for listening. AK209, we'll be back next week as long as Kevin doesn't get lost in Iowa or Kuwait or maybe somewhere new.
And, you know, arguments end up turning into some of the best sex of your life, so...
It's very true.